Instead of the sung canticle this morning, we're having an interpretive choir take the 23rd Psalm at that point in our matins. The matins is on page 129. The hymn is 208, and the psalm is the 73rd. Following the morning service, there will be a mine hike with Larry and a Bible study here in Philippians with me, immediately following the morning service, about a 5-minute break. The matins then on page 129.
O Lord, open thou my lips.
Thank you.
for this morning, the 73rd, Luther's favorite, is one of those which expresses something of the night of the soul, something of the depths as well as the heights of our fellowship with God. The 73rd Psalm. Since the 23rd Psalm will have an interpretive reading by Becky and Ronell during the period for the canticle, this gives another aspect of our life with God in our pilgrimage this week under his righteousness, the 73rd Psalm. We shall pray it by reading in unison as we rise. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, they have more than a heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression, they speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in wickedness. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Surely thou dost set them in slippery places, thou casteth them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors, as a dream when one awaketh. So, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my soul was grieved, and I was pricked in my heart. So foolish was I and ignorant, I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The text for this Sunday in our church year, the sixth after Trinity, the sixth after Easter, the fifth after Trinity, is in the fifth chapter of Matthew, the 20th verse following, where our Lord says, For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. These are thy words, Heavenly Father, sanctify us in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. I only want to say, in connection with the text, which will be our proclamation for tonight, that this week should help us to see what it means to be identified with one another, that the righteousness, which is the righteousness of the kingdom, is not that which distinguishes us from others, but that which unites us to them. Just as our talents are not those which make us different, but that which identify us with one another. So that the gifts we have are given, as the scripture says, for the upbuilding of the church, for the mutual encouragement of one another. So too, the righteousness of the kingdom is that which unites us to one another, which makes us brother and sister in the Lord. It is not a competitive kind of piety, such as the Pharisee knew, but it is the servant piety, that what we have received for our neighbor, and is to be used in love. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. We shall have the interpretive reading of the 23rd Psalm.
O Lord God, who has called us, thy servants, to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden and through perils unknown, give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing whither we go, but only that thy hand is leading us and thy love supporting us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let my mouth be filled with thy praise.
Thank you.